John McGivern is here.
Hey, guys. How did you start your day off before you went to school every day?
Had breakfast.
Breakfast.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Well, it depends. I mean, if we had the cereal, I would get the little...
Sugar cereal.
Yeah.
See, and we used to beg my mom for sugar cereal.
Smacks.
We'd say, Mom, can we get Lucky Charms because they're Irish? And we're Irish, and they're magically delicious. And my mom would say, no. My mom always said no. Well, we're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, Mom. We're totally cuckoo for them. No. Tricks are for kids. Come
what did
on,
you
mom.
Get? Shredded wheat?
No, my mom was always bringing home all bran. All bran. No, we were the most regular kids on the block. And the truth is, I didn't mind the taste of all bran. It's just that there were no decent prizes in there. What were you going to get out of a box of all bran? A free rectal thermometer? A suppository whistle? I don't think so. But you'd had to have sugar in your system first thing. So if you didn't get it in the form of sugar cereal, you would take it in the form of a Pop-Tart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If that wasn't available, you would have a waffle with syrup on it. Because after all, a waffle is just a sponge.
It is.
That allows you to get more syrup into your head.
And butter.
And butter.
Oh.
But the purest form? Here's the purest form. Take a piece of white bread. Mm-hmm. Let it be Wonder. Or Mrs. Carl's.
I know where you're going.
Butter it up. Pour sugar on it. Wad it up into a ball and shove it into your mouth all in one bite.
No way.
You're bouncing off the walls. Turn up the cartoons. We're mainlining sugar at this age.
Oh, yeah.
I need an Oreo double stuffed. I'm completely jonesing for a molten milk ball. You're hooked on the white lady. The only kind of chocolate you would need a second time? What is it?
Hershey's.
Hershey's baking chocolate.
Yeah, because it had it. Yeah.
Can you feel it? Can you do you hear the groan of experienced taste testers? The bitter taste of baking chocolate is the single most significant learning experience your taste buds ever learned. Now all you have to do is hear the words. What do? You gag. Why? Because you know what? You feel guilty. Nobody ever offered it. Nobody ever said, hey, try this. It tastes like crap.
Right. You stole it. You took
it. You discovered it on your own.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to put it.
Eight years old, alone in the kitchen, thinking, there's a giant candy bar up in the cupboard. Nobody's guarding it. One little square. Who's going to know?
Right.
It's the perfect crime. So you pop a square into your mouth and it turns into brown drool. It's trailing behind you on the carpet like a murder path. It's clear to you that the house has been booby-trapped. Anything you ever conceived of being a treat was not. Have you ever had a bouillon cube? Come on! You didn't know! You're thinking it's wrapped in gold foil. It's got to be candy.
It looks good.
Mm-hmm. One little cube. Who's going to know?
How about the egg from a thing of Mrs. Grass's soup?
Ooh, see? It's all the same.
Yeah.
Pop a bouillon cube into your mouth today, and you're like, this is the closest thing to a furball I've ever had. Is it a dehydrated space treat? Help me. And it's the only time in your entire life that you ever wished you had a dental suction hose on you. Do you remember the sound of that dental suction?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't form the words to tell them to stop. Remember, it was hose away. Hose off. Enough. They suck all the moisture out of your head. And then what do they say? Spit. It's very dry. That's all. Then it's time for that fluoride. Remember the cherry caulking comet sand agent? It's like an oral dust bowl. Then what was the joke with the rinse? They give you that paper shot glass half full of water, and they say, here, rinse with this.
How?
It's like you know, it's like a Wendy's ketchup dispenser cup. And you say, I know you have more water. I see it in the ever-flushing toilet sink sitting right next to me. Water, I just need water. Then you can't retain the water because your face has been Novocained, and you're dribbling all over yourself, and you can't possibly be protected by that one square of bounce fabric softener that's hanging from the mini jumper cable. You know you're going to fry. And why? Too much sugar.
Oh, yeah?
We ate things we didn't even know what they were when we were kids, like those bright blue popsicles.
Oh yeah.
What flavor was that supposed to be? Windex? 2,000 flushes? We didn't know. We didn't care. We just loved
and
the format.
And it was all over your mouth.
I was like, look, my tongue is blue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember we lived for the sound of the ice cream truck?
Oh.
You would hear the bell? And this is when Pavlov's theory was proven correct, because the bell would ring and kids would begin to salivate all over the neighborhood, running recklessly to extort money from their dad. Dad, can I have a quarter, please? Do you hear the bell's going away? Please, I don't care, Grandma. Just give me some money. Mm-hmm. And my dad would send me to dig around the couch cushions.
The couch cushions.
Because that's where all of his change dumped out after
Got
work.
Got it, okay.
With a handful of coins and big balls of lint, you would chase down the ice cream truck. Stop! Stop the truck! I need an orange push-up! I totally needed to survive.
Those are good.
Because ice cream was a life support need at that age, and my dad would do anything to put a damper on the ice cream eating experience. My dad would say things like, go ahead, eat the ice cream. It's just going to make you retarded.
What?
That's what I said. What? And he'd say, I'd say, what do you mean? And he'd say, didn't you see the sign on the back of the ice cream truck? Slow children, there they all go. No,
that's
Dad,
hilarious.
That's not true. You get, my dad, you know what he would do on Sundays? He would put us in the car and take us on these long-distance road trips to the middle of nowhere, and every Sunday we'd be like, no, Dad, don't make us get in the car. We're going to the Illinois border to buy oleo. No, Dad, please. My dad was smart. He was crafty. He understood that ice cream motivates a kid. All he had to do, if he wanted yard work done, promise a fudgesicle. It would get done. Sugar, our life supporting need as a kid.
And you know what?
I still love it.
I still love it
too.